Well, hello everyone. My name's Alan Facey and welcome to this ScanOSS session today. For the next 10 or 15 minutes, I'm going to be talking to you about a new project aimed at democratizing open source risk management. And I'll spend a few moments later explaining what we mean by that. But at a very superficial level, it's all about making sure that the use and reuse of open source is as effective as possible for both developers and companies of all sizes during the development process. My goal over this 10-minute session is to persuade you to, if possible, take a look at ScanOSS and hopefully even contribute to our movement as it progresses. But before I do that, just a quick little bit of background about ScanOSS. It started quite a few years ago with our founder, Juan Salamanca, who at the time was a developer at British Telecom and then subsequently at Apple and IBM. And he became super frustrated by how the current SCA, software composition analysis tools and processes, really didn't align very well with how modern software is developed. And for those of you who are not super familiar with software composition analysis tools, they're a class of tools that are generally used to perform automated scans on an application's code base in order to identify open source components and then the license compliance and security issues associated with those components. And what he found during his tenure at those companies was that most of those tools have very much an after-the-fact audit-centric paradigm built in. That is to say, at the end of the dev process, or near to the end of the dev process, code would be audited, and as a result of the audit, various issues would need to be remediated. And needless to say, you know, that doesn't align real well with how modern software is developed in terms of a continuous process. Most of those tools have been focused almost exclusively on license compliance and security vulnerability management. And most of those tools have also historically been premium priced, really designed for auditors and not developers, and practically only really implemented in any serious sense in really large dev organizations. And Juan saw an opportunity to change that and make these types of capabilities more generally available and also earlier in the dev process. That resulted in roughly 3 years of R&D effort on his part, primarily resulting in the launch in